My name is Oliver Frith. I'm the Global Program Director at the International Network for Bamboo and Rattan. We're an IGO headquartered in Beijing, working on sustainable development through bamboo and rattan.
And here you are in a park in Quito, Ecuador.
Correct. We have a regional office here in Quito. We've been working here since the early 2000s. Well, we had an idea in April after the earthquake to try and promote bamboo housing as a sustainable solution. So we came together with a group of partners, private sector, universities, producer associations, to produce a demonstration house. We were very lucky to get support from UN Habitat and UNEP 10 YFP program as well.
That's the environment program of the UN.
That's correct. The house will be a permanent structure after Habitat 3. The intention is it's going to be used by artisans.
What use is bamboo as a building material en masse in cities? Because obviously this conference is all about the cities of the future.
So according to the last census, about 2 million people were living in bamboo housing in Ecuador, mostly in informal housing, which was of fairly low quality. And so the idea we are trying to promote is to improve the engineering of bamboo, improve the quality so that it can be used in formal settlements. And the good news was the Ecuadorian government just admitted bamboo to the building code a couple of months ago. This house, for example, was built in about 20 days, so we can build everything on site, prefabbed. We also use treatment, so we use a boron borax treatment for this house, so it has a long lifespan, 25 to 30 years.
So it's possible you could build dozens of these over the course of a few months where there's a need for affordable housing?
Correct. For example, here in Ecuador, we work with one community group called Hogar de Cristo, and they build around 10,000 bamboo homes a year. And what they were doing before was a fairly low quality house, and through working with us, we've helped to improve the engineering, the standards, so that they're now able to build long-term durable housing.
The sun has just gone in here in the park. Should we just go inside and take a look around?
No problem.
I think the most important thing to point out in this house is that absolutely everything is produced locally. Industrialized products as well, like this door, which is made by a company here called Big Bamboo.
Good and solid.
Yeah, very solid. This is using something we call strand-woven bamboo.
Because people sort of think of bamboo as being quite a fragile wood in a way, don't they?
So, I mean, I think the main issues with bamboo are that it's got less natural durability than timber. So if it's not treated, it will rot fairly quickly. For example, you'll see with this house, the exterior is all plastered. So we have a cement plaster, so everything is protected.
Let's take a walk up the staircase here and have a look at the top floor.
Yes.
It's just a two-story house,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, so at the moment, all the codes that we have developed allow us to build to two stories.
It's really very comfortable up here. I mean, it's just a simple two-story house. Nice wooden staircases on each side going up. And it's got a very nice feel.
Yes, so I mean, I think one of the great things about bamboo as well is compared with, say, typical masonry or concrete houses, for the tropics, it's very thermally comfortable. So
not too hot, not too cold.
Yes. All of the furnishing as well, all the furniture, the flooring, also the ukulele.
Even that little guitar.
Even that ukulele is made from bamboo. So everything in here is made from bamboo and all from Ecuador.
And it's got very different textures. I mean, some of it's looking like the traditional bamboo trunks that you see, and there's just a real kind of variety to the texture of the different kinds of bamboo that you've used here, isn't there?
That's correct. We've basically used a mixture of traditional round comb bamboo, so the poles that we call combs, as structural members for the trusses and the columns. And when we're using processed bamboo, which is being made into panels for the walls, and then also processed bamboo for the flooring.
Have you had quite a lot of interest from people here? I mean, what's been your perspective as one of the exhibitors, if you like?
I think that there's a lot more awareness about the role that bamboo can play now.
Probably going to be a while before we see it getting used in a widespread way around London or Paris, though, isn't it?
Well, it's funny you say that. There's now also a growing market for more engineered products, such as the door you're seeing. So Europe is actually the biggest importing unit in the world for bamboo products. At the moment, more for decorative purposes rather than structural, but research is going on in that area.
Thanks for showing me around, Oliver.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.